Mesechtas Nazir, Daf Yud, two lines from the top of Daf Yud Amud Aleph at the new Mishnah. Now, before we start the Mishnah, let's just point out, the Mishnah will discuss that there's a par that's going to be speaking and a door that's going to be speaking. And today's entire Gemara will want to understand exactly what the par said and exactly what the door said. And of course, a par can't speak and a door can't speak. And not only can't they speak, but they can't have any thoughts. And therefore, Taisus explains, V'loisha par atzma machshavas kain, that not that the par itself is thinking this, sharei as of course a par doesn't have das to think and to make any cheshbonis, that the Mishnah and the Gemara will be discussing a person's thoughts when they see this par that's lying down, and therefore they think to themselves that this is what the par is thinking. When the person sees the par lying down, he thinks that this is actually the par's thoughts. Therefore, the Mishnah and the Gemara will actually identify that thought process with the par itself, even though the par itself didn't have any thoughts and didn't actually speak, and it's really a figment of the person's imagination. And Taisus continues and brings a raya from Sefer Yonah, as the pasuk says, "V'aniya chishva li shaver v'lo shaniya chishva kein." Of course, the ship did not think so and did not think that it's going to break. El adam aroyaniya, a person that was looking at the boat, chishva li shaver, he thought about it that it will break. V'toyla pasuk amachshava baniya. And the pasuk still applies that machshava to Nania. Hachidami toila machshava para. Over here also, we are toila machshava in the par itself, even though, of course, this thought process in this imaginary conversation happened in the person's mind and not in the par's mind. And the Mefarish also explains that even though the Mishnah said that Amra parazu, that this par said something, of course, we're not talking about a par that's speaking. And as the Mefarish says, Shekei mitzina machshava shohetzi akasa b'loshen amira, that we find in many times, that psukim use a loshen amira, even though it's talking about thinking and about imagination, as it says in Tehillim, the words "v'doiva emes b'vavei," a person speaks truth in his heart, and of course, a person's heart doesn't speak, but it could think. And also, the pasuk in Parshas Tobit that says "v'yoyma Esav b'libay," and of course, Esav's heart couldn't speak. It just means that Esav imagined the following and he thought the following. Now we will read the Mishnah and we won't explain it that deeply. And in the Gemara, we will see that the Gemara will have various explanations as how to understand our Mishnah, and we will see that in a moment. So the Mishnah starts, Omar, if Reuven said, Omar parazu, that this par is thinking, Harin Nazira, I'm going to be a Nazir in my medesani if I stand up. And the Mishnah continues with the second case, Omar, if Reuven said, Omar hadel sazeh Harin Nazira, if techasani, that the Delos said that I should be a Nazira if I open up. And the Mishnah uses a Lashana Keva for Delos, as the Rush brings down that the Delos is a Lashana Keva, and he brings this from a Pasuk of Mishle. And in both cases, there's a Machlekes, Beishame Omim Nazir, or Beisilomim in a Nazir. Beishame says that Reuven is considered a Nazir at this point and Kabbalah's Naziris. However, Basil says that Reuven does not become a Nazir. I'm Rabbi Huda, and Rabbi Huda says a similar lashon to what we said on Daf Tesam and Aleph, that Afkisha Omer Beishamai Lo Omar, that even Beishamai said this din, he didn't say it regarding Naziris. Ela Ba'ime Hare Parazu like carbon in Mamedesi. The case of the Mishnah is in a case where Reuven was Mekabal on himself a Neder and not Naziris, and the case is where Reuven said this par should be to me like a carbon and should be us to me as a Neder. If it stands up, and as we said, the Gemara will discuss the entire Mishnah. So the Gemara starts, Par mi kamishtoi, how could it be that we said that a par said something, a par can't speak? So Amar Rabbi Bachama said, Hachamai iskinon, the case is, Kagoyin chayis par revutza lefanov, there was a par that was lying down in front of Reuven, and Taisa says, Mash malei dehaisi revutza, that Rabbi Bachama realized that this par must have been lying down, midiktani in my medesani, by the fact that the Mishnah said, that the par said, if I stand up. But Amar and Reuven said to himself, Kizfura parzu, in a medes, that this par is thinking to itself that it can't stand up, thinking to itself that I really want to stand up, and if I'm able to stand up by myself, then I will be a Nazir. Now, of course, a cow can't be a Nazir, and therefore, in the person's imagination, the person's thinking that the cow is saying that someone will be a Nazir if I can stand up by myself, and therefore, he's Mekabel, that I will be that person, that if the cow is able to stand up by itself, that I will become a Nazir from its meat. As Rabbi Bachama continues, that Reuven actually thought to himself, Hareini Nazir Mibisara, I will be that Nazir from its basa in Amdameleh if the cow gets up by itself, and then the cow got up by itself. So now there's machlekes between Beis Shammai and Beis Hillel. And the Gemara explains that this is actually the same machlekes that we had on Daf Tesam and Aleph between Beis Shammai and Beis Hillel. V'hochu Beis Shammai l'shitasan, who Beis Hillel l'shitasan. And Beis Shammai is going according to their own shita, and Beis Hillel is going according to the shita that we had in the Mishnah on Daf Tesam and Aleph. Beis Shammai da Amri min agregus min advela. Just like Beis Shammai said, if a person said, Harini nazir min agregus min advela, so having nazir, the din was that he's a nazir. And we explained that Beishamin holds like Rameah that ain't out of Maitzi Dvaratala, and therefore when he said Harini Nazir, he meant to be Makabal on himself Nazirus, and even though he agrees to Rabbi Yasi that Bigmat Dvar of Adon Mitvas, but the Maisa Beishamin holds in Shayla Behagdish, and therefore when he said Harini Nazir, and then he said Minagregus Uminad Vela, he meant to say, I want to be Chayza from my original Kabbalah Nazirus, as Nazirus cannot be from Gregus and Vela, and Beishamin held the Shitasai that in Shayla Behagdish, and therefore he can't be Chayza from original Nazirus, and that's why the din is that he becomes a Nazir, since Lemaisa he said Harini Nazir, and therefore Hachanami in our case as well, he Amar Mibusara Havi Nazir, that when Reuven said Harini Nazir Mibusara, therefore we look at the words as two statements. Number one, Harini Nazir, therefore at that moment Reuven was Mekabal himself Nazirus, as Beishamin agrees to Rameya that Ina the Maitzi Dvar Vatala, and even though he also learns like Rabbi Yasi that Begmat Dvar of Adam Nidvas, and Lemaisa he said Harini Nazir Mibusara, that's a nonsensical statement because of course a person can't be a Nazir from Basa, but Beishamin looks at it as if he wants to be Chayza from his Kabbalah's Nazirus, and as we said before, Mibusara Lashuleh Hudasa, they really want to come to be Chayza from the original Neda, and therefore he said the Lashon Mibusara. And since Beishamin holds that in Sheila Behegdish, therefore he can't be Chayza from the original Kabbalah's Nazirus, and as we said, because Nazirus is compared to Hegdish. And the Gemara continues, Beisilarim, Beisil Agdam Beishamin, and they say Loyavi Nazir, and once again, this is the Shitasa of Beisil in the Mishnah Daf Tesam Nav, where we saw that Beisil said that if Reuven says, Harini Nazir, Minag Gregus and Medvela, the din is that number one, he's not considered a Nazir, and number two, it's not considered that he made a Neda to be Asa from Gregus and Dvela. And the reason we gave is because Basil Taka agrees, like Rameya, that ain't not the Maitzi Dvela Ratala, but he also holds like Rabesi, that Big Mad Dvela Adam Nitvas, and therefore we look at it as if he said, Harini Nazir, and then he wanted to be Chayza by saying Minag Gregus and Medvela, and according to Basil, he holds that Yeshayla Behegdish, and therefore he could be Chayza, and that is why it's not considered a Val Kabbalah Nazirus. And even if you're going to say, maybe he meant to say Harini Nazir Minagregus Minadvela, and it's as if he said Harini Mufresh Minagregus Minadvela, and he was accepting upon himself a Neda, and he was making the Gregus and Vela like a carbon. However, that also can't be, as Beis Hillel held like Rav Shimon, Shleis Nadav Kederach Habis Nadvim, that since he used a Lashon Nazir, that is not a standard Lashon of Nedarim, and therefore we don't consider it as if he made a Neder either. And of course, even though the Gemara just explained this regarding the Para, the same explanation would apply to the case of the Mishnah regarding Adelis, regarding the door. And in that case, once again, the door was not able to open, and the person imagined that the door was saying that I really want to be opened, and if I could be opened by myself, then I should become a Nazir. And of course, a door can't be a Nazir, and therefore it means that someone should be a Nazir, and Reuven accepts upon himself that he will be that person that becomes a Nazir if the door is opened. And of course, keep in mind that according to this Pshat, Rabbi Bacham is actually saying that this Mishnah is an exact repeat of the Mishnah Daf Tesam Nav that spoke about a case where Reuven said, Harini Nazir min Agregus min Advela, and the Gemara now therefore is the Lechira va'amr Beishamin chadazimra, the Maisa Beishamin already taught us, and what's the major Chiddush of this Mishnah? So Amr Rava, Rava says, Tati Tlas, we actually had to teach you two and three times the same din, and the three times that we actually taught you the din is number one, where someone says, Harini Nazir min Agregus min Advela, number two, in the first case of our Mishnah, where he said, Harini Nazir min Apara, and number three, where a person said, Harini Nazir min Adeles, and Bechain Tani Rav Chia Tati Tlas, and Rav Chia also taught in the Braisa that we actually had to teach you two or three times. The Chain Tani Rab Ishia, and Rab Ishia also taught us Tati Tlas, that there are two or three times that we had to teach you the same din. Vitrichi, and we have to teach you all three times. The Gemara explains the Itma Begregris Vidvela, if we would only teach you the din in the Mishnah Daf Tesam Aleph, where someone said, Arini Nazir Mina Gregris Mina Dvela, so Hasamu Da Ami Beishame have a Nazir, we would think that Dafka in that case, that the Beishame said that you are a Nazir, and not because of the reason that we gave before, because Beishame holds that Ain Shayla Behegdish, and when he said Mina Gregris Mina Dvela, he really wanted to be Chayza, but maybe it's because Beishame thought, Mishum de Mechafim Ba Novim, since Reuven made a Neda, Harini Nazir Mina Gregris Mina Dvela, and he's talking about fruits, and fruits could get mixed up with each other, so therefore he really meant to say, Harini Nazir Mina Yayin, and we almost consider this as if he made a Kinui for the din of Nazirus, and it's almost as if he said, Harini Nazir Mina Yayin. As the Rosh says, Ve'ikalamema Shayesavaloima Mina Novim, they really thought they wanted to say, Harini Nazir nazim and anavim v'nafa b'fiv grey grace, and it came into his mouth and he said the lashon rainy nazim and grey grace and advela. And as the mefarish says, the peir b'peir michlof, a person can make a mistake and confuse the words of peiris, and therefore it's possible he really meant to say harini nazim and ayayin. The mefarish says in v'islul beishamai the kinuye kinuye naziris kinaziris kidetani b'perakama ayin sham. However, you may think that that's only b'negeya peiris avabas banavim loy michlof, but a person doesn't make a mistake and doesn't interchange basa for grapes, and therefore over there when he said harini nazim mina basa, maybe even beishamai would agree that he's not considering nazir and it's not a valid kabbalist naziris, as it's impossible to actually explain that he really meant to say harini nazir min ayayin and viyit ma basa. And if the Mishnah would give only the case in our Mishnah on daf yodam and alaf b'negei basa hachu the amri beishamai have a nazir, so then we would say that maybe over here where beishamai considers him a nazir and it's considered as if he said harini nazir min ayayin, because b'bisav chamra, as people always talk about meat and wine together, as those are the ikka suda, they are the main staples of every suda, and therefore when a person said harini nazir min habasa, really meant to say harini nazir min ayayin, he just made a mistake, and therefore beishamai would say he's a nazir. And the Rosh takes this further and he says mitzuyin him biyachad, that we find him in the Torah together, as it says zayle basa v'soyve yayin v'avdi inshu d'toh michlufu luhu, and therefore it's possible and it's normal that people would make a mistake and switch one language for the other, and therefore when he said harini nazir min habasa, it's as if he said harini nazir min ayayin. However, av gregus v'dveila loy, but by gregus and dveila, there is no reason why we would think that a person would confuse the two terms and he would say harini nazir min gregus min dveila, even though he meant to say harini nazir min ayayin. And it's possible that in that case, beishamai would agree to beisil that he's not considered a nazir, and therefore kamash blon the Mishnah daf tesub and aleph, that even in the case where Reuven said harini nazir min gregus min dveila, that Reuven is considered a nazir. And the Gemara continues v'yitma hanitati, and if we would say the two cases, the case on daf tesub and aleph where Reuven said harini nazir min gregus min dveila, and the first case of the Mishnah where Reuven said harini nazir min hapara, and in both cases beishamai says that he is considered a nazir, then once again hanihu dekami beishamai, we may think that it's only in these two cases where beishamai says that he's considered a nazir, because as we said before, in both of these cases there's a possibility that a person will mix them up, and as we said that since anavim and gregus and dveila are fruits, therefore it's possible that he mixed up the lashon and he really wanted to say harini nazir min ayayin, and instead he said harini nazir min gregus min dveila. And b'negei basav yayin, certainly a person could mix up wine and meat, and therefore even though he really meant to say harini nazir min ayayin, he said harini nazir min habasa, and that only applies to the first two cases, to the case of harini nazir min gregus and dveila and harini nazir min hapara. However, avol delas eimim maydulul beisilal. However, in the third case where Reuven said harini nazir min adelas, that I want to be a nazir from the door, so over there of course you can't think that a person would mix up a door with wine, and therefore it's impossible to say that he's meant to say harini nazir min ayayin, and instead by mistake he said harini nazir min adelas. So we may think that beishamai agrees to beisilal that Reuven is not a nazir, kamash one that the actual svara beishamai has nothing to do with interpreting his words as if he said harini nazir min ayayin, but the actual interpretation and the explanation of beishamai is based on what we said before. Once Reuven said harini nazir, he becomes a nazir because beishamai holds like Rav Meir that ain't under meisi dvar la'atala, and even though he holds like Rav Yosi that bigmat dvar of adam nitfas, when Reuven said harini nazir min agregus min advela, or if he said harini nazir min aparo, or if he said harini nazir min adelas, he will interpret that lashulihu da'asa, that he really wants to be chayza from his kabbalas naziris, but beishamai holds that in sheilu behegdash, and therefore he can't be chayza from his kabbalas naziris, and that's why beishamai says that he's considered a nazir in all these cases. And the Gemara continues that if this is true, then really we should only say the third case, and we should only say the case where Reuven said harini nazir min hadelas, and we don't have to say the other two cases, and we'd be able to understand that it must be that this is pshat in beishamai, and this is the reason why beishamai says he's a nazir. And if so, why do we have to say the other two cases? And therefore, the Gemara explains v'itan hadelas, if we only say the case of delas, v'hakami beisil, then we would say that only over here did beisil say that since there's no shaykhis of the word delas to yayin, therefore we say that he's not considered a nazir. Al-bhaqtati, but in the first two cases where a person said harini nazir min apara, or if he said harini nazir min gregus min dveila, eimim maidul beishamai, maybe it'd be maidul beishamai that he would be a nazir, and not based on beishamai's svara, but because he would be able to say that we interpret when he said harini nazir min gregus min dveila, or if he said harini nazir min apara, that really the person meant to say harini nazir min ayayin, kamash bon vloy. Therefore, the Mishnayos teach us that even in those cases, beisil argues in beishamai, and they hold that it's not considered a valid kabbalas naziris. The Gemara continues, Amar Rava, Rava responds back to Rami Bachama, how can you say this pshad in the Mishnah, miktonim am demeleh? If this would be the pshad, and the parah's thought was that if it gets up by itself, and not through other means, and not by other people helping it up, then it should be a nazir, then l'chayra, the Mishnah should actually say this clause in the Mishnah, and after it gives a case, it should say that im amda me'alel, if it gets up by itself, and therefore the tzai was mekuyim, then Beishame am nazir, then Beishame says Reuven is considered a nazir. And by the fact that the Mishnah doesn't say this clause, and this clause is so integral to the actual pshat of the Mishnah, therefore it's ikka chasim in a sefer, and that's not the standard of a Tana to do, and therefore it doesn't make sense that this would be the case of the Mishnah. And Taisus doesn't learn like the Rush that we should have added another clause, but he said that the Mishnah should have said Amra Parazu Arayin Nazira Ima Medis Me'alel, and by the fact it doesn't use that term and it doesn't say the extra word of Me'alel, and that is the ikka point of the Mishnah, so therefore it doesn't make sense that this would be the pshat in the Mishnah. Now Taisus bothered that we have many Gemaras where the Mishnah leaves out a word or a phrase, and the Gemara says Chasur Mechser V'Hachik Tani. Why is Rav so bothered about this din of Rayin Bachama and the way that Rayin Bachama brings down the case of the Mishnah? All you really have to do is say Chasur Mechser V'Hachik Tani, and we could add in the word Me'alel, and therefore Taisus explains that the real question of Rav is if ultimately the machlekes between Beisham and Beis Hillel according to Rayin Bachama is really the same machlekes that we had on Tesu Menalav, where a person says Harini Nazar Min Agroigris Min Advela, and over here a person said Harini Nazar Min Besar HaParah, or if he said Harini Nazar Min Hadelas, why would the Mishnah have to give such an interesting case where the Parah was thinking to itself that it wants to be in Nazir, and therefore the person was Mekabel on himself in Ziris Min HaParah? L'chayra should have said a very simple case. The Mishnah is talking about a similar case to the Mishnah on Daf Tesu Menalav, and Reuven said Harini Nazar Min Besar HaParah, and by the fact that the Mishnah didn't say this and he used a Lashon in my medicine, so there's nothing forcing us and there's no Echacha to say that we should add in the word Me'alel in the Mishnah, and therefore it doesn't make sense to say that the Mishnah is talking about the scenario that Rami Bachama gave us. And the Gemara continues, Elam Rava, therefore Rava says, Kagoyin Shahis Parah Vutzel Lefanav, there was a cow that was lying down in front of Reuven. Once again, Reuven imagined what the cow was thinking, and he imagined that the cow was thinking that it's impossible for me to get up, and if I will be able to get up, or if someone else will be able to pick me up, I should become a carbon for a Nazir. And after imagining this, for Amman, Reuven said, Harei like carbon. Reuven agreed with the Parah's statement that he had in his mind, and he said that this Parah should be to me as a carbon Nazir. And of course, if a person says that this Parah should be to me as a carbon Nazir, it's as if he's saying, I want to be a Nazir, and therefore I'll be chayyah to bring this Parah as one of my carbonis when I end my Naziris. And the Rosh and Taisus both point out that even though a Nazir is chayyah to bring three carbonis when he ends his Naziris, those carbonis, as we know, are a chatas, an oila, and a shlamim. However, those carbonis don't come from a Parah, they come from a smaller animal, and therefore, how could Rav explain that he wants his Parah to be a carbon when he ends his Naziris if a Parah is not one of the carbonis that you bring when you end your Naziris? And both Rosh and Taisus explain the same point. We'll read this from the Lashon of Taisus, two lines from the bottom of the Amid. The Afagat the carbonis Nazir, Ein Boim Behim Agasa, Hani Mil Chibas of Shal Nazir. That's only the Chayv of the Nazir. Avahirigil and Lahavin and Darim and Adavis in carbonis Naziris. At the same time that a person would bring the three carbonis when he ends his Naziris Betaira, he would actually bring other carbonis together them. And therefore, when he said, I want this part to be one of my kabbanis, he meant to say, one of my kabbanis that I'm going to be misnadev to the base of Middash when I go to bring my three kabbanis that are standard and are chayiv at the end of my Naziris period. And the Rosh actually brings this from the Pasuk, as the Pasuk says, Milvada Shetasek Yodai Kafid Nidrai. And Taisus also points out, Vim Taima Vahabalishan Masisik Tani Harein in Nazira, Vahichim Shtama Karbin. In the Mishnah, we only mentioned that the Parah said, I want to be a Nazir, and it didn't mention anything about it becoming a carbon. This is what the Parah was saying, that I will be brought as a carbon for Naziris. And before the Gemara gets around to explain the basis of the machlekes between Beisham and Beisol, the Gemara now asks, we can understand and you could explain the Mishnah this way regarding a Parah, because a Parah is a bas carbon, and therefore it's possible that it's as if he said, I want to be a Nazir, and I want to bring this Parah as a carbon when I finish my Naziris period. However, this pshat would not work in the second case of a Mishnah, El Adelis Bas Carbon. How could he say that he was saying that this Delis should be a carbon? Of course, a Delis cannot be brought as a carbon. And therefore, once again, the Gemara now changes its understanding of the Mishnah, Elam Rava, and therefore Rava says, Gagayin Shahis Parah Vutzel Lefanav, that Reuven had a Parah that was lying down in front of him, and he imagined that the Parah was saying, I really don't want to get up at all. And he imagined that the Parah also says, I am so adamant I will not get up, and I completely refuse to get up, and if I do get up, I will become a Nazir. And we continue on Daf Yoram Beis, V'Amah, and Reuven said, Harein Nazir Miayin Im Layamda. In response to the Parah's refusal to get up, Reuven actually was saying in his mind that I will be a Nazir from wine if I cannot get this Parah to stand up. V'Amda Me'alel, and ultimately the Parah stands up, but it stood up by itself. And this case would work out by a door as well, as the door was refusing to open. It was a very difficult door to open up, and Reuven imagined that the door was saying to itself that I refuse to open up, and I am so adamant and I completely refuse to open up that if I do open up, I will be a nazir. And in response to this imaginary conversation, Reuven thinks to himself, I will be a nazir from wine if I'm not able to get this door open. And ba'am de me'alea, and then the door opens by itself, meaning a wind pushes it open, and Reuven didn't have to go and pry it open. So in that case, this machlekes between Beis Shammai and Beis Hillel, and this machlekes has nothing to do with the machlekes of Beis Shammai and Beis Hillel on Daf Tesem and Aleph. So Beis Shammai Savri, Beis Shammai holds Torfid Haigavra, Mishum Ukbe Biyadehu. Beis Shammai holds that the Gilui Das and the Kavana of this person is that he wants to be the one to force open the door or to force the cow to stand up. And the Rush brings that this word, a Tarfe, is similar to the Lashon that we have of Tarif Benegei Shtar, which is discussing the open part and the revealed part of Ishtar. And this Lashon is also used, Benegei, an open Makim, as we said, Menichai Ben Makim HaTarfa, which means an open and revealed area, and therefore it has a connotation of Gilu Das. And in any case, the Gemara continues, V'haloi Ukbe, and therefore Beis Shammai says that since Lemaisa, Reuven was not the one and was not the cause for this parah to stand up, as the parah stood up by itself, therefore it was a kiyum of its tnai, as he made it tnai, that I will be a nazir if I can't stand it up. And Lemaisa, he was not the one that stood up the parah, and therefore he becomes a nazir. And the Mishnah continues, Beis Hillel Savri, and Beis Hillel holds that Tarfid Haigavra Mishum Dereviahu, that the reason why this person made the neder is because he didn't want the cow to be in a lying down position. V'akamt, but Lemaisa, the parah got up, and it doesn't make a difference if I picked it up or if the parah got up. Lemaisa, my intent was I wanted to make sure that this cow got up, and therefore I'm not considered nazir, as there was no kima tnai, as the tnai was, according to Beis Hillel, Harini Nazir, I'm going to be a nazir from wine if this cow doesn't stand up, and it had nothing to do with him being the cause and the impetus for the cow standing up. And before we continue, let's just point out that over here, even though according to Rava, he said va'am de me'alea, Rava does not ask the question once again that l'chira, it's ikachas min ha'sefer, and the Mishnah should have said im'am de me'alea, as the only time that question was relevant is when we wanted to say that the machlekes in our Mishnah where Reuven said harein nazira mi b'sar para is dependent on the same machlekes that we had on Daf Tesem and Aleph, and therefore, as we explained, that it doesn't make sense to say chasura mechstra in such a scenario in order to force a pshat into the Mishnah, where it would have been easier for the Mishnah to just give a very straight case where Reuven said that I want to be a nazir from the basa of this para. However, now that we're explaining that Reuven didn't say I'm going to be a nazir from the basa of this para, and he was saying a more straightforward case that I will be a nazir if I can't get this para up. So number one, lefi the pshat that we brought from Taisa before, that the amde me'alea was actually in the case of the Gemara, the words amde me'alea don't apply to the case of the Mishnah at all. And according to the Rush, that this was based on the fact that we should have said that the para actually stood up by itself. Over here, it's understood that since this was the basis of the tnai, and the only shaila would be if the para stood up by itself, so therefore it's pasha to the Gemara that we have to add in these words of amde me'alea, and therefore it wouldn't be a question that why did the Mishnah not state the words of amde me'alea, and in this case we would say chasura mechsa v'hachik tani. At this point of the Gemara asks a different question, that ihachi e masefa, if it's true like Rava says that the machlekes between Beis Shammai and Beis Hillel has nothing to do with the Mishnah on Daf Tesem and Aleph, the machlekes of Beis Shammai and Beis Hillel is in a very simple case where Reuven thought to himself that I will be a nazir from wine if I can't get this animal up, and the question is what he meant by the words im lo yamda. So if that's true, so let's see the sefa. Rabbi Huda said afksham Beis Shammai lo amru, even when Beis Shammai said this din, he didn't mean to say that this person will be a nazir. Elu ba'ima hare parazua like carbon, that this par should be to me as a carbon, and therefore the Gemara is par mi kamatfis bamidi. In our case, Reuven didn't say anything about a par at all. He said I will be a nazir from yayin if this par doesn't get up. L'chayra, what basis does Rabbi Huda have to say that Beis Shammai meant to say that if Reuven says such a lashon, then he will actually be asked to have a nazir from this para as in neder, and he won't be a nazir if he didn't say any lashon that's mashma neder at all? And by the fact Rabbi Huda says this, it's mashma that this can't be the case of the Mishnah. And based on this question, the Gemara now tweaks its case that it gave, Elika going to Omar, that the case is almost exactly the case that we just gave, and the para was lying on the ground, and Reuven imagined that the para was saying that I really don't want to get up, and if someone could get me up, then I will be a nazir. In response to the cow's refusal to get up, so Reuven says that I will show this cow, and I am so motivated to make sure that this cow gets up, then Reuven says, Harini nazir mibisara, I will be a nazir from the basa of this para, imlay umda, if I'm not able to get it up, the umda me'alea, and then the cow stood up by itself. And even though the case changed the drop, but over here the same machlekes applies, Beis Shammai Savri, Beis Shammai holds that Reuven is actually a nazir, because Tarfidahu Gavra, the whole ikkur requirement and his kavana and his gilu das was that he wanted to make sure that this cow gets up, and he wanted to show that this cow to his boss, and his intent was mishum ukme biyadehu, that he will only not be a nazir if he's actually able to get him up by himself. However, over here, since the cow got up by itself, valoy ukma, and Reuven did not get the cow up by himself, so therefore he didn't show the cow to his boss, and therefore he was mekabel naziris, and he's considered a nazir. However, Basil Savi Basil hold that Reuven does not become a nazir as Tarfei Daigavra Mishum de Revia, as the intent and the kavana of Reuven was that he wants to make sure that the cow gets up, and he doesn't care how the cow gets up as long as the cow is standing. Valkamt and Lemaisa, the cow got up, therefore there was no ki matnai, and Reuven is not a nazir. And number one, this case applies to a door as well, as the case was where the door wasn't opening, and the person imagined that the door said to itself that I am refusing to open, and if I open, I will be a nazir. And in response, Reuven said that if I can't get this door open, then I should be a nazir. And of course, this lashon would make sense. And number two, this also answers the previous question as to how Rabbi Yehuda is chaylik on Tanakama. And according to this, it makes a lot of sense. Rabbi Yehuda says that since Reuven said that I want to be a nazir from the basa of this animal if I don't get it to stand up, and Rabbi Yehuda said that since lashon harini nazir mebasara doesn't make sense when a person wants to be makabel naziris, therefore he says that Beishami certainly would not say that Reuven is a nazir, but we interpret his words to be that harini nazir, meaning harini mufresh mebasara, I should be separated from the bust of this animal, and it's a lashon neder. And the Gemara continues that it seems from this Gemara that Beis Hillel only says over here that since the thought process was that I want to make sure that this cow gets up, therefore, as long as this cow gets up, my neder is not going to be chal, and I'm not a nazir, but it's mashma, if the cow would not get up, then Reuven would have to be a nazir. But l'chari, the lashon over here that he said was, hareini nazir b'besara, and therefore this lashon is similar to the lashon that we had in the Mishnah on Daf Tesa Menav, where Reuven said, hareini nazir min agregris in medvela, and Beis Hillel said that since the lashon min agregris in medvela is not applicable to naziris, so therefore naziris cannot be chal. So over here also, Beis Hillel would say that even if it would be true that the cow doesn't get up, so l'maisa, his naziris should not be a valid acceptance of a naziris, as Reuven said, hareini nazir mi besar hapara, that I'm going to be a nazir from the basa of the para, and of course, besar hapara has no shaykhus in naziris, as naziris is only chal on a yotze min hagefen. And as we explained previously, if Reuven says hareini nazir mi besara, it's as if Reuven said hareini nazir, as we learn like Rameya, that in adam meisid varav la'atala, but then since we hold like Rabbi Yisi, that b'gmad varav adam nitfas, therefore we consider it that a chazara, that he's saying hareini nazir mi besara, that I really don't want to be a nazir. And since Beis Hillel holds yeshe lebhegdish, therefore it's considered a valid chazara on his original Kabbalah's Naziris, and he's not considered a Nazir. And therefore, Agamar is, so Beis Hillel Savri, how can you tell me Beis Hillel holds Eloi Kamt, if it doesn't get up, having Nazir, then Reuven would be a Nazir? Amri, but based on the Mishnah, Daf Tesa Min Aleph, we saw that Beis Hillel Shita is that if someone says, Hareini Nazir, mi Besara, loy having Nazir, that's not considered a valid Kabbalah's Naziris. And the Gemara answers, Ein Echanami, Litamayu de Beishami Kamri, Beis Hillel really would hold that he's not a Nazir in any case, because it's not a valid Kabbalah's Naziris, based on him saying the Lashon of Hareini Nazir, mi Besara. However, Beis Hillel is responding to Beishami according to the Ishita, Lidi Dan, according to us, Afil Loi Kamt, Nami Loi Abi Nazir, that even if this animal would not stand up at all, then definitely this part would not be a Nazir, because Lemaisa, a Lashon of Hareini Nazir, mi Besara, is a Lashon Chazar from a Naziris, and we hold Yeshay Lebehegdish and Yeshay Lebehegdish. Beis Hillel says to Beishami, Lidi Tchu, according to your Shita, Damrisu Havi Nazir, even if you will say that if someone says Hareini Nazir, mi Besara, it is a valid Kabbalah's Naziris, as you can't be Chazar from your original Kabbalah's Naziris, however, you should still be mighty to us, the Tarfid Hadin Gavra Mishun Revia, that the whole intent of this person was that the animal should get up, Valkamt and Lemaisa, the animal got up, and it's irrelevant if he was the one that stood it up or not, and therefore he should not be a Nazir. Ubeishamai and Beishamai responds to Beisil, Lav, that's not actually the person's intent, but Tarfid Gavra Mishum Ukbe Biade, the intent and the Kavan of this person is in order that he stands it up and he shows this animal who's boss, Vahalik Ukba, and Lemaisa, Reuven was not the one that stood it up, as the par stood up by itself, and therefore, since Reuven was not able to show the par who was boss, so therefore there was a kiyum of his tnai, and that's why Beishamai holds that he is a nazir, and we will stop over here.